AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. First, it was the blizzard. Now it's the recovery, and some cities are doing better than others in the east. In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio is praising efforts to clear almost all of the streets in the city's boroughs.
Over 2,000 pieces of snow clearing equipment out right now. They have never stopped. They went all day and night, Saturday, overnight, Sunday, kept going Sunday night into this morning. They will go all day, and they'll keep going into the night tonight.
But for other cities, it's a different story. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says her priority is just getting schools open again.
We're prioritizing the neighborhood streets around our schools because I want to do everything I can to be a good partner with the school system. I've got a seventh grader who needs to be in school.
In Washington, D.C., the amount of snow is overwhelming city services, which are trying to clear it off side streets. Dump trucks are being used to haul it away once front-end loaders can dig through it. Gus Geldart is the city's emergency management director.
As we all dig out, you'll see the incremental progress that comes on. We're all striving to make that incremental progress as quickly as possible.
And many of the people stranded because their flights were canceled over the weekend are still trying to reschedule. More than 1,800 flights have been canceled or delayed today alone. The Supreme Court is working today, even though federal offices are closed in Washington. The AP's Mark Sherman tells us among the cases considered today is a challenge to a North Dakota law that would ban abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
The law never took effect. It was blocked by a federal judge and struck down by the federal appeals court in St. Louis as unconstitutional. And the state appealed to the Supreme Court, and the court today simply said it would not hear the state's appeal.
A Native American tribe in Oregon is asking the Justice Department to keep an armed group from moving freely on and off a national wildlife refuge that the group has occupied since the first of the year. Thousands of ancient Native American artifacts are kept inside the building. This is AP Radio News. Niagara Falls may be reduced to a mere trickle if a new project goes forward.
Can you turn off Niagara Falls? New York officials are considering doing it. A report from the State Transportation and Parks Departments last October said two concrete arch bridges linking the mainland to an island in the Niagara River near the falls need to be replaced. To do it, the river would have to be temporarily redirected to the Canadian side of the border, reducing the falls to a trickle. The 115-year-old bridges provide access to Goat Island for millions of visitors a year. A public hearing on the plan is scheduled Wednesday. Warren Levinson, New York.
You may recall a video of a University of Missouri professor confronting a student photographer during campus protests last year. That professor is now being charged with misdemeanor assault. And Florida State University says it's settling a lawsuit with a woman who said she was raped by former star quarterback Jameis Winston. FSU President John Thrasher announced the terms today. He says FSU will pay Erica Kinsman $250,000. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.